You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers. Tyler here with a quick tip for how to customize the lock screen on iOS. By default, the iOS lock screen includes the time, date, any notifications received since the device was last used, and at least on devices without a home button, shortcuts to the flashlight and camera functions. Over the years, the iOS lock screen has gradually become more customizable, with the ability to add widgets introduced with iOS 16 in 2022, and the ability to remove the camera and flashlight functions or replace them with other controls the user might find more useful, introduced with iOS 18 in 2024. If, like me, you don't find the camera or flashlight functions particularly useful, or at least not useful enough to where you would want them to be among the first things you see when you wake your iPhone, you can replace them with other things you might find more useful. So for me, I replace them with a shortcut to the alarm and also a single action shortcut that I created to set a 20-minute timer. So when I'm about to work out, I just take out my phone, wake it, unlock it, and double tap the workout timer button on the lock screen. And when I want to set an alarm, I don't have to go into Control Center or open the clock app or use Siri anymore. I just double tap the alarm button on the lock screen and I'm taken right there. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to wake my iPhone now, and I'm just going to explain so I don't have to explain while VoiceOver is talking and compete with that sound. Once I unlock it, I'm going to triple tap either the time or the date. Either one works. You can triple tap or you can double tap and hold. Either one. So I'm going to wake my iPhone now.
Do not disturb. Friday, 1 a.m.
Okay. Triple tap.
Astronomy wallpaper, weather, sunrise and sunset widget and clock, next alarm widget, button, and illustration of a red, blue, and yellow rectangle.
Okay, so if I swipe left,
astronomy wallpaper.
That's the first element on the screen. It's the current wallpaper I have. You can have multiple, so if you want to have different lock screens, like for example, if you're working, you might want access to different types of information than if you're just on your own time. If you want to link focuses, you can do that. So if you have a work focus, you can have it so your lock screen will automatically come up, your work lock screen. And if you are on your own time, you might have a different lock screen. You can link that and just experiment and see what works for you. You have a lot of options there, but I'm going to swipe right now.
Link a focus button.
Just continue to swipe
options
right.
Of astronomy, wallpaper 2 of 2, adjustable.
Okay, so if I want to change that, I could just swipe down to get to the 1 of 2, which is, in my case, collections. Don't know exactly what that means from a wallpaper's perspective, but the reason it's a different wallpaper, astronomy 2 of 2, is that this is a lock screen that I created for the purpose of this demonstration because I already customized my default lock screen. So I'm going to swipe right.
Customize button.
Customize. This is what I want. So I'm going to double tap.
Customize. Customize wallpaper. Heading.
And I'm going to swipe right to customize lock screen wallpaper.
Customize home screen wall. Customize lock screen wallpaper. Weather. Sunrise and sunset widget and clock. Next alarm widget. Button. Action. Weather. Sunrise and cancel. Button.
Okay, so here I am in the customization interface. And I find that at the time of recording, September 2024, I tend to get the best results by swiping left and right rather than exploring by touch. Not sure if that's intentional or a bug, but either way, I'm going to touch the swipe.
Cancel, done, button.
So we've canceled, done. If I swipe right.
Calendar, date, top widget, button.
Okay.
Clock widget, button.
Clock.
Earth.
And Earth, because it's astronomy, I think that's just a visual thing.
Earth, page 3 of 12, adjustable.
And I think you can just swipe through that for different wallpapers. Not sure exactly what that is.
Remove flashlight button.
Okay, so here I am. Remove flashlight. This is what I want. So I want to remove the flashlight. So I'm going to double tap.
Remove quick action.
So now it says remove quick action. And this is where I find the interface at the time of recording.
Quick action button.
This is where I find the interface at this time of recording is a little clunky from a voiceover perspective. I mean, lock screen customization for me has never been 100% predictable or reliable. So just keep that in mind. But if you work with it a little bit, you can usually get a gist of what it's trying to communicate to you. But you might have to do a little bit of experimentation to get voiceover to behave the way you want it to in this interface. But I'm going to swipe left now.
Earth, page to add quick action, camera, button.
I'm going to remove actions camera, available. So if I find the remove camera.
Remove quick action,
remove button. Quick action.
Remove quick action.
And make sure that took.
Add quick, remove quick, add quick action. Add quick, earth, add quick action, add quick action.
Okay, so now it appears that both flashlight and camera are gone. So I'm going to add a quick action here.
Clock heading.
And here I am right on the clock heading. And the actions are categorized by heading. So if you want to browse them, or if you're looking for a specific one, you can just turn the rotor to headings and swipe up and down. But now I'm on clock, so I'm going to add alarm. Swipe right.
Alarm. Control.
And double tap.
Clock widget. Button.
All right, so I'm going to swipe right.
Earth. Earth. Page 3 of 12. Remove alarm. Button.
Okay. Alarm, so it's here.
Alarm, button, add quick action, button.
Okay. Add quick action, that's what I want.
Clock, heading.
And now I'm going to add a shortcut that I created. So I'm going to turn the rotor to headings.
Container, headings.
Swipe down.
Connectivity, display and brightness, head home, head remote, head shortcuts, heading.
Shortcut, swipe right.
Shortcut, control.
Double tap.
Quickly run one of your shortcuts.
Okay, so I'm going to swipe right to choose.
Shortcut. Choose. Button. Shortcut.
And it's showing me all the shortcuts I've created, so I'm going to...
Workout timer.
Right, here I am. Workout timer. Double tap.
Shortcut. Shortcuts. Heading.
Now if I swipe right...
Quickly run one of your shortcuts. Shortcut. Workout timer. Button.
Okay. Workout timer. Now, interestingly, at the time of recording... There's not an obvious way to get out of this pop-up. There's no dismiss option or close button. So in order to get out of it, you have to do a two-finger scrub, which is what I'm going to try to do now.
Heading not found. Clock widget button.
Okay, so it didn't acknowledge that the pop-up had been dismissed, but if I swipe, I swipe left, and it showed me the clock widget. So I know I've added my shortcut to confirm. I'll just swipe right.
Earth. Earth, hey, remove alarm, button, remove shortcut, button, shortcut, button, shortcut, button.
Okay.
Actions available.
So now I've added the alarm and my workout timer shortcut. If I wanted to change a widget here, I would just focus on, say, the clock widget.
Clock widget, button, heading not for Earth. Clock widget, button.
Clock widget, and I should be able to either remove or move it around.
Calendar, date, top.
And that's the top widget, which is the calendar and just the date. So now I'm going to swipe left to the done button.
Done button. Astronomy wallpaper, weather, sunrise and sunset widget and clock. Next alarm widget button. Actions available and illustration of...
Okay, so now I'm back on the list of lock screens. I'm going to do the home gesture now.
1:06 a.m.
Swipe right.
Do not disturb, but alarm, off, button.
Alarm.
Workout timer, off, button.
And workout timer.
Workout timer, off.
Exactly how I configured it and what I like. Now, you notice it says off. At the time of recording, it does seem there is a bug where VoiceOver proceeds quick actions on the lock screen with the word off. In this context, it doesn't really mean anything. You could have an alarm set and it could be off. You could just run a shortcut and it would also say off. So this is the lock screen and I've customized it and I've now found it's much more useful. I can get to what I want to get with a lot fewer taps and swipes and Siri requests. So that's a quick tip, of how to customize the lock screen. There's obviously a lot more you can do with it. It does take a little bit of patience and maybe a little trial and error at this time. Like I said, it's never been 100% reliable for me, so I don't know exactly what the behavior is in each instance, if it varies by the particular wallpaper you choose or other factors. But I find if I'm not using widgets, I'm just using quick actions. Once I make my configuration, I find that it's I much prefer the lock screen without the flashlight and camera functions, and instead with my own that I can, you know, customize to my liking. So I'd be curious to know how you use this feature, how you
in login window content is empty.
Make the most out of your lock screen. So let me know in the comments, and I hope you found this helpful. Peace.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.